La maudite des vieux chauds.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got light blue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from The Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
Oh, hey, oh, sorry. I realized that my guitar was out of frame there, so it probably just looked like I was straining on the commode.
I didn't want to say anything, but yeah.
Most of my facial expressions, I feel like, you know, being a major celebrity, I have my photo taken a lot, and I see them posted on the internet and such. And most of them, I appear to be straining on the commode.
Has anyone photoshopped you into that?
No, but I feel that can't be far off.
It's imminent, if nothing else.
You know, that's the hope. That, to me, will be a sign of true success. It's beyond the riches and the sex.
Because there's like that website where people photoshop guitarists holding slugs instead of their guitars.
Yep.
And they look like horrified that they're holding a slug.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting. Someone wants to start that website.
And I bet whoever came up with that website is probably paying their rent off that concept. And God bless them. You are. I know I like to start off just like Joel Osteen says, I like to start off with something funny. Is there a worse way to set up a joke or a funny story by saying, I like to start off with something funny than that? But he does it every week. I don't watch the show, but sometimes I see the beginning of the show. Anyway, but my point is, I like to start off with a new observation about the song Angel Witch by the band Angel Witch from the album Angel Witch. And I've heard the song roughly 7,000 times by now. Is there a nude woman behind you, Des, on that monitor behind you? Was there? I swear I saw.
It was Funkadelic.
I'm pretty sure I saw a boob.
We're going to get taken off of Twitch for that.
No,
did you see a boob? Chris?
It's just the flashing
light. I kind of might have, but I also had these glasses on, so I couldn't really see all that well.
Yeah, he's safe.
Hard to say. But what I wanted to say is in the song Angel Witch, in the breakdown when they have the sort of gang vocals saying, you're an angel witch, you're an angel witch. I love how thick the sort of Midlands accent is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really great. Like,
every time I hear it, I pick up on a different harmony. It's weird. There's like four things going on there. It's great.
Wait, why
I'm
is
all
this
about the clap.
Oh, yeah. The clap is great.
Mark that.
Mark the clap. I love the clap.
I'm muting because I got a whining, leaking dog that's trying to get my attention by dropping the ball.
Don't mute.
You want to hear him?
Don't fight it. I did an interview on Boston television today with Lucy up to her antics the whole time.
All right. Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to impose. I mean, if you're good with Otis doing his thing, then
I love dog antics. All by way of saying,
he gets whiny.
Hello and welcome to the Dave Hill Good Time Hour. With me, Dave Hill, from before. Boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. It's Max Fun Drive.
It is Max Fun Drive.
I'm super psyched to be here tonight.
This is the time of the year when we beg slightly more than usual for you to support the show. We threaten slightly more than usual to end the show if you don't support it. Even though knowing full well that won't move the needle, what threats never work in this regard.
There's that one time you got kind of angry on the air, and we got a lot of donations.
Anger gets results. I've seen it happen more than once.
Okay, I'll do it again. Fuck everybody who doesn't support this show. Fuck right off. No, support this show. I know people think, you know, oh, Dave, why does he need our support? He's a millionaire. He's an international superstar. Why should I give him money? And the answer is clear, because I want it, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
But because I want Chris and Dez to have money.
Look at that
TV Dez has in the background. That can't be later than a 2016 model.
That's the third generation TV that's still managing to survive.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind, you know. Anyway, but it is Max Fun Drive, as evidenced by Chris's glasses, as one example.
Got these in the mail.
I got mine in the mail. I took a photo with him earlier.
I guess mine are, you know,
they're in the mail.
It takes a while to get to the country out here, I guess.
They're caught up in New Jersey customs.
They're stuck in somewhere between Newark and Jersey City.
But go to MaximumFun.org/join and a majesty of riches. I don't even know if that makes sense. I'm on a lot of medicine right now.
We could do, if people in the chat want to do hashtag MaxFunDrive, we can raffle off a shirt. We could pick out a shirt for someone to win at the end.
Fine. Let's raffle off a shirt. That'll get him going. If that doesn't get him going. Now, Chris, you're wearing a shirt I see says not Jonah Ray.
Yeah.
Is that available to people, or is that just you?
Well, it was going to just be for me because people kept cracking jokes on the Mads live streams that I was actually Jonah Ray. And tonight, I know you and Puddles and Steve Agee were doing something with Jonah Ray, so I didn't want to cause any further confusion.
The level of confusion is deep.
But yes, you can get this at dumb-industries.com, and I'm donating half of all proceeds to Planned Parenthood. So,
half? Yes. Why not all, Chris? See what I just did there?
Hard-hitting questions.
I cornered you into...
It was tax season when I came up with the idea, and I was like...
No, it's fine. We were just with Joan Ray and Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Very nice. Did you just say
what's that?
Did Chris just say huzzah?
No, I said I saw.
Oh, I saw. Okay.
Huzzah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, carry on. I didn't mean to interrupt, but that was important that I cleared that up. Thank you. Joshua Tree. Go on.
Yeah, we were in Joshua Tree, Puddle's Pity Party, Steve Agee, Jonah Ray, Dave Ketching, and me, Dave, from before. It was a wild scene. And you know, there were more people there than that. I don't know if everyone wants to be dragged into this. I believe we saw our guest tonight was also popped in and out occasionally. Big Mike Geyer. Should we drag him into this?
Let's do it.
This wild scene?
Because of the sound effects.
Yeah, oh, crowd.
You. Was that applause, or was it someone typing on a computer in 1985?
An IBM Selecta type. Hi.
What? Hey, Mike Geyer.
It's a little thing I have.
Wait, do that again. That's an actual device you have there? Oh, wow. That's excellent.
Dave, you should use that when you're on stage so you never bomb.
Oh, well, I never bomb, so I would never need it. But that's not true, actually. I must have talked about this before. My recent trip to... oh, man. I told you how badly I bombed in Nairobi, right?
No.
Did we talk about that?
No.
I bombed... probably worse than ever in the history of my incredible show business career.
But when it's in Nairobi, does it even matter?
I was pretty entertained by it.
That's the thing.
But yeah, I thought, you know why? Well, there's many reasons I bombed, but one thing before I went on stage, and I almost never ever do this in all my years of being a show business professional, I almost never do this. But right before I went on stage, I thought, I think this is going to go well. I probably thought that 5 times ever. And those were probably the 5 worst shows I ever had. But I was sitting there and I thought, yeah, this is going to go over. They're really going to like me because I'm good at what I do. And the only time... there seemed to be a laugh with like real energy and buoyancy is when I said, I'm just going to do about 45 minutes longer. And then they all laughed really hard.
Then had them.
Amy Laudahl says, worse than the Snoop gig? No, it was the Snoop gig. When I opened for Snoop Dogg, I would say that that actually went very well, even though I've embellished it to mm-hmm. sound like it went much worse. I would say the people that were actually paying attention, it was going very well. But the problem is, when you have 500 people paying attention, enjoying themselves, and 1,500 mm-hmm. people not giving a fuck that you're on stage, mm-hmm. that is not a good show. Oh, man. Oh man! But let's. What was that? Is that a guy puking?
Is that a burp?
It's my drops doing drops.
There's going down tough.
High tech drops.
What is that? Is that on like a? Is that a can?
It's showbiz.
It's a showbiz thing.
Just go to the showbiz, the website, showbiz website. They got a store on there.
I don't have a
showbiz.
I would say, well, I don't have a password to that.
Showbiz.gov.
They revoked my membership in show business. I love show business. Let me be clear. What's that, Mike?
So.
Yeah, Mike Geyer, our guest tonight.
May we address the elephant in the room?
Yes.
Please.
Is this the show? This is the show.
Is the show. Mike. You know, I'd say a combination out of our fondness for you and that catchphrase you came up with, just as much that as it is was a simple desperation to have any catchphrase whatsoever.
This show is fire.
That's the new catchphrase. Well, that's our catchphrase from 26. Is this the show? We just ran with it because we thought, you know what? It's something. Let's go with it. And not only has Chris capitalized on making T-shirts that Des and I have not seen a dime of the money, by the way. but also our perk bonus gift is a patch. For people that support the Max Fun Drive, it says, "Is this the show?" We're running with it, Mike.
Gonna make it work.
Yeah. Mike, are you pulling up a soundbite?
Oh,
No, I'm not. I'm just changing my... I'm just hashtagging Max Fun Drive.
Oh, this is amazing. How we've just upped the slickness of this show. I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah. Change it to whatever you want. As long as it fits within the guidelines of Twitch.
Oh, I believe so. Yeah. Well, they really get you. They really get you.
What can't you say on Twitch?
I don't know. There's all sorts of legalities.
What's the current colloquialisms on Twitch?
I don't know.
Raids.
I don't. What is it?
Raids, drops.
What does that mean?
These are just terms that people use. I don't spend much time
people
here.
Raid.
Like you can like raid it. You can raid another channel. Like we could take all of our like 60 people here and go to another channel. And
it's more than 60. It's 64.
Sorry.
And we could all go to raid.
Oh, here we go.
There's the patch.
That's a nice looking patch.
That's a good looking patch.
Hours of design.
That'll look good on my sash.
On your what?
I have a patch sash.
You have a patch sash? You say?
Sash.
You don't, sash. Dave?
It's sash. You put your patches on it.
I have my patch jacket, which I actually wore on one leg, the Florida leg of the Puddles tour. I believe I had my crazy patch guy jacket.
I'm glad to hear that, because you were worried about whether it was you could pull it off.
I mean, and for me to worry about pulling something off, you really have to wonder what that thing is, because I'm in I'm in advanced fashion in all directions. But I thought, well, we're in Florida. What's it matter?
There's a lot of guys with patches on their shit.
Yeah, Florida. But I think if you have too many patches, people, it's reasonable to assume that person may be a conspiracy theorist, a militia member, both. Or maybe I smoke hand-rolled cigarettes and masturbate publicly.
I always go too far.
I know.
I mean...
We edit that stuff out. You know, we don't keep most of the stuff I say during this hour, my God.
This is some of the show.
Edited it out of life.
Des and I record another hour and spice ourselves in with Dave's comments.
Yeah.
Can't edit life. Life is unedited.
These are facts.
Should we talk about our Joshua Tree experience?
Yes, I think we should. I loved it. It was my first time in Joshua Tree.
What?
I take it back. I think I was there before, but didn't know that it was Joshua Tree. I've been on multiple shoots in the desert, or let's say I've been in two, which I guess is multiple. And I think they were in that general vicinity, but it was like a number of years ago when I didn't really understand where I was. I just know that they drove me way out into the desert. And I was a younger man, and I didn't ask questions. Not, you know, as I get on in my years, I start to ask questions like, hey, where are we? What's this place called? But I was at an age where I didn't care, where I was just like, well, we're going to get beer later, right? You'll give me beer when we're done? I was at those ages, you know? And do we stop by Pappy and Harriet's in Pioneer Town? No, we didn't. We were rocking. We were too busy rocking.
We're too busy rocking in Joshua Tree. It's so a short drive, but it's kind of far away from where we were.
Wait, Pappy and Harriet's?
Yeah, it's close, but it's far.
Close, but it's far.
Country mile, as they say, sort of.
Exactly. But, Yeah, it was a wild scene. I had a great time. We were there at Rancho de la Luna Studios. Mike was there. Puddles was there. Steve Agee was there. Jonah Ray was there.
Real Jonah Ray.
The real Jonah Ray. Not bullshit. Fake Jonah Ray. Chris Gersbeck.
We got to get Jonah a t-shirt that says not Chris Gersbeck.
You're like,
he would rush to wear that.
You're like a smiling Jonah Ray.
Does he never smile? Smiles.
Doesn't he smile that much? I don't think he smiles that much.
He doesn't? Do you think, do I smile much?
50-50. For someone that's always trying to please everyone, you don't smile a lot.
I know. You got to figure. Yeah, this. I mean, you know, maybe I'll start smiling more.
Try, give it a go. Let's see it.
Is that good?
They're back on the toilet again, yeah.
That's right.
Is that good?
That's the hot lick shit face.
Did I see that? The hot lick shit face. Mike, what kind of show is this? Oh, there's my sweet Lucy. I'm gonna get some.
The timing of me putting Lucy on there was not intentional, but it was very amusing. Nonetheless,
it was the good stuff. Mike Geyer, what were your thoughts on Joshua Tree? Paint us a picture with words.
It's dry. You remember how cold it was? It was freezing cold. So there was a windstorm there. There was a threat of sandstorms.
Yeah, it was terrible. I got up, as most people know, I run about 46 miles every morning, rain or shine. And I got up, woke up the next morning to go for my run, got about 30 feet outside, and I was like, I'm going back inside. This is not happening. Too cold. Must have been like 40 degrees out there. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
40 degrees is cold. You've been in New York City all winter.
I know, but when you packed for balmy, I thought it was going to be balmy.
Right.
So I wasn't ready for 40 degrees.
It's a desert at night. It's notorious for getting cold. That's what they say. Gets cold at night.
That was pretty early in the morning. I was making coffee, and
you were making meth. Is what you were doing.
I was making this coffee, and Dave says I'm going to go running, and so he walks out the house. As soon as he walks, I like let a fart rip, and I was holding it for like 10 minutes. I was like, "Go, go!" And I let it rip, and he comes back. I thought he was going to be gone for an hour. 45 seconds later, he walks in, and he looks at me kind of funny. He says, are you making something? I said, I'm making coffee. He says, did you fart? I said, yeah, I really
farted. It was really, and I sort of realized as it happened that my brain, like it was a survival mechanism where my brain tried to trick me into thinking he was cooking something. So I wouldn't have to accept that the entire house was just crop dusted.
What did you suspect he was cooking?
At first I thought, oh, he's making breakfast. That's all it is, Dave. Just convince yourself that he's making breakfast, and that way you won't have to think that your lungs are being scorched by a 6 foot, 13 inch man's fart, which is a density of fart, which is greater than the average person.
It launches from higher than average, so yeah, you get more of that low,
yeah,
low impact.
And I walked in, the hairs on my neck singed. I smelled parts, and then I smelled burning hair
from the fart. It was super savory, yeah.
It was really, yeah.
And wow, just I've never heard a fart be described as savory. That's that's horrific.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you could have waved a knife in the air and spread it on bread. It was that thick and juicy.
Super saturated, savory.
Oh, good Lord. It was truly, I thought we were going to have to repaint the Airbnb.
They either dominate or dissipate. This one clearly dominated.
Oh, this thing was running laps and high-fiving everybody.
I mean, come on. There's some pleasant about it.
It's the morning.
It's this
bullshit. Everybody, no, they rip on the, not too bad.
No, there was, you know, it did, I mean, I warmed up pretty quickly, I'll give you that. But I went into my room and I figured out how to open the windows in my room, and I just hid out in there for like a solid 45 minutes, just letting the whole house hit reset.
There's a moment, though. Here's the thing, though. There's a moment when you can't identify it as a fart. So if you could never identify it, I should have said, oh, I'm making this thing. I bought this thing at the store. It's this kind of breakfast. It's a breakfast wrap.
You would have been like, wow, vegan wrap.
I think that's what my... weird.
But okay, I'll give it a go. But
I probably...
You're like, no.
I know,
my pearls!
Oh, but yeah, it was something. But in your defense, later that morning, you did cook up a delicious breakfast. It did happen.
It did. I blame the fart on Dave Ketching at the studio, because he made that big spread that first night that we were there.
Oh, yeah.
Beans and collard greens. And
very hospitable.
That you guys Dave just Ketching. Living like kings in Joshua Tree, man.
Yeah, Dave has his own brand of mezcal. It's absolutely delicious. Rancho de la Luna mezcal. Mm-hmm. It's smoky. If you like mezcal, I didn't even know I liked mezcal until
what's
I had
the difference,
mezcal.
What's the difference between mezcal and tequila?
I think it's a different plant. I'm probably getting it wrong, but I might be exactly right also.
Maybe there's some folks in the comments that could answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Difference between tequila and mezcal.
Are you looking it up there, Mike Geyer?
No, I'm not.
Someone's got to be on it. How hard
Where's
could it be?
Danny D?
I'll look up on my computer.
Oh, here we go. Tequila is made with agave, Bruiser the Hound says. I think that's accurate.
And mezcal is...
Made with...
Yeah. Made from any type of maguey. It's oven-cooked agave.
Is that what it says?
The word mezcal comes from Nahuatl Mexcali, M-E-X-C-A-L-L-I, which means oven-cooked agave.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe it's a process.
It's a thing. Yeah. And someone else asks, how was the wine in Jerome? I was in Jerome, Arizona this past weekend. At the Pussifer store, I did a show, and it's Maynard Keenan from Tool and his wife have a vineyard and a winery, and they make their own wine, and it's absolutely delicious.
Lovely.
So I've been having all these rock and roll beverages of late.
Like what?
I just fucking said the Rancho de la Luna Mezcal. Chris, were you here 30 seconds ago?
Sorry, I was doing something else.
God damn it. Dave Ketching's Mezcal and Maynard Keenan and his wife's wine. They also make a honey mead that is one of the best beverages I've ever had in my life.
Honey mead, it's like from the Middle Ages.
Yeah, but it's effervescent. It was so good. And I would have thought, that it would have been like really not wine country, but the Verde Valley, as I learned it's called, it's very like almost Mediterranean. I would thrive in that environment. I may move there. Yes, that's exactly right. There we go. And I borrowed
That's a drop.
That's a drop. And I borrowed my buddy Mike's sweet Adam Jones Les Paul for the show, and it's super fun.
That's always cool.
Yeah. Hot Axis. Mike Geyer.
Yes. So I got you kicking me off the show?
No, no, you are the show.
This has been the show.
Without you, we have a major ratings drop.
Sure.
What? So, would you say the fart was that the highlight? That wasn't the highlight of our time in Joshua Tree, was it?
You know what the highlight was? The highlight was me conning you into spending $50 at the Joshua Tree Coffee Company. I thought that was kind of fun.
$50.
He did that way. It was one of those.
It sounds like the kind of place 50 bucks wouldn't go very far, though.
There's a great coffee place in Joshua Tree. It's tiny, tiny, tiny. They make the darkest roast coffee. It's so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So we each got a coffee, but I was like, I got a couple bags of coffee to take home. And Dave thought we were just getting drinks. So when we got the drinks, it was like $59. He's like, what kind of drinks did we buy?
Well, because I said, let me get this, thinking, oh, I can buy a few coffees for my friends. It's the least I could do. And Mike says, go for it, you asshole. He didn't say that, but and then it turned out he had bought like 4 tons of coffee beans.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
It was funny. But, you know, when you're a millionaire like I am, that sort of stuff is not a big deal. But it was delicious coffee. We had it when we got back to Los Angeles.
Yeah, that was some good stuff.
Now, did you take the remainder of that coffee with you back to Atlanta?
You know it. You know it. That's some good stuff.
You brought an extra bag to carry it home in.
Oh, I love it. So,
you're it is good stuff.
You're a dark roast guy, Michael?
Oh, yeah. I like
Absolutely. It. Absolutely. All right. Stout. Happy to hear that. Yeah.
Stout. What is that? Stout. What does that smell? Does it sound like someone's getting a sonogram?
Yeah.
Are you making something?
Some kind what of is rumbling. That? I don't know.
What is that?
It's only when you talk, Dave.
No, this is Mike's. Is this a sound effects thing again?
No, it's not. It's not. I might.
Wait, stop. It just stopped.
Just stopped.
Stop.
No. Wait, now I it's don't... back. Oh man,
it's coming from New York. It came from New York.
Maybe. It's quite possible.
Hey, did you tell him about your delayed flight action? Did we talk about your delayed flight?
Wait, airfare
coming out to L.A.?
Oh, when I was delayed 5 glorious hours at the Detroit airport?
Oh,
so great.
What can go wrong?
Well, if you're, you know, this goes without saying, but if you're going to be delayed 5 hours, you could do a lot worse than have it be at the Detroit airport.
I'd imagine so.
Detroit Airport is also known as the City of Lights.
It is. I proposed to my second and third wife at the Detroit Airport, actually. Yes. It was beautiful.
They had no pilot.
Did you know you were going to be there for 5 hours, or did they keep stringing you along?
No, they told me, what is that?
That I turned off the echo cancellation on Mike's mic, and there's like a hum or something.
Of all the shows to have technical difficulties, the Max Fun Drive show, when we're encouraging you to go to maximumfun.org/join and support our show.
Clearly, see.
Oh, these are why we need the funds. No, it was a real Oh, that's good. Wait.
I got it all over here.
Oh, maybe now, it's the keyboard's causing it, I think.
It's got to be the keyboard.
Oh, it's like some sort of intergalactic hum?
It's like a... Yeah.
It's creating a field.
See?
Oh, yeah, that's not me.
Yeah, this is the... I like this show.
It's, you know, it's a pretty good show. It's a pretty good show. That actually, you know, we should probably get working on that as another patch.
Show is so money.
It's so money.
It's music to my ears.
Where did you get that?
I got it somewhere along the way. Oh, you know where I got it? I got it at this toy store in
Modesto?
Somewhere in Ohio. Some small town in Ohio. I thought I was going to say Cleveland, but it wasn't Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland's not a small town. It's the Paris of northeastern Ohio.
To you.
Whoa, cold.
Wow.
You know, I'll say this. One very exciting thing about my time on the West Coast with Mike Geyer, he took me to Trader Joe's for the first time in my life.
That was something else.
Never been to one before.
How'd you pull that off?
How's that possible?
You'd be stunned. The thing
I told him it was a guitar store.
Yeah, he told me it was a guitar center. So I went inside. No, I'd never been in one, and so I went in. And I was like, "Oh, this place is fun. There's cool stuff."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you get? What did you get at the Trader Joe's, Dave?
I ended up buying a couple things I never got around to. I bought some Mexican spicy beans in a bag and then some sort of Indian dish. And I never opened them. But at the time, I was very excited about it.
It was good. I had them.
You ate them? Mm-hmm. What? I couldn't figure out how to heat them.
I know.
It was tricky.
He doesn't have a microwave.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys know anybody that don't? Do you guys have microwave ovens?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I have one. Do you have one? You have one in your house?
We got one in every room.
Every room. That's what I love about.
That's probably what the hum is.
Mike Geyer's house. Yeah, you want to heat something up? Yeah, that's.
I got a microwave oven in the shitter.
In the shitter, yeah.
Oh.
No, you can say shitter. We're on cable.
I'm so. Foul mouth today.
It's totally fine.
We'll just replace that.
Yeah, I don't.
That.
Oh, boy.
That's a drop!
That's jarring. Well, speaking of Ace Frehley, I read today on the internet that Gene Simmons wants to invite Ace back to the band.
Do you think that's just Gene putting that out there, knowing that Ace wants to get paid so Gene can just look like he's taking the high road?
Oh, and then when he's
in the public discourse, he's like, "I tried, I offered it out there, but knowing there's conditions that that Gene will
oh, then meet, he's not going to do it." Yeah, yeah, I think you're probably right.
You know, although I like to see them trying at least.
Is this the band you're talking about?
Yeah, the band, the rock band Kiss,
Rock and Roll.
They were very prominent for a while.
No,
these are facts.
Oh, they're an oldies group.
Yeah, they're an mm-hmm. oldies group. They have all the hot hits.
You know, Nirvana is considered classic rock.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Makes sense. But yeah, it's weird.
They got that in there as soon as they could. They've been classic rock for 15 years already.
Yes, Matt. All those bands. It's kind of weird.
Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pearl Jam.
Does that mean we're dying? We're all dying.
Oh, we're all dying.
Have been this whole time, Dave.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You've never not been dying.
I know. Since day one.
You're getting better at it every day.
Is Stuart in here?
Is this the band?
Someone wrote, "Hello, Stuart." I think Stuart might be here.
This remember, it sounds like a setup for Neil Hamburger joke. Why did Gene Simmons? Why? Kiss
Stewart.
Kiss guitarist.
Oh, Gene Simmons. There's Stewart.
Stewart's here. Come on in, Stuart.
Stuart is in the building. There he is.
Who is Stuart? I don't know who Stuart is.
I don't know. I never heard of him.
Everyone's the guy from around town. He's Stu from Ashurst.
Maybe they should have had Stuart on the show. Everybody seems to know him.
Seriously.
We could do a lot worse.
I think you're doing that now.
Oh, hey, you stop that right now.
Stuart was in Kiss.
Stuart was in Kiss.
Was in Kiss.
Stuart, I should have it on right now. Stuart gave me a Journey tour shirt. Cost $4,000.
Oh, it's really nice looking.
It's
shirt.
Very nice.
Journey. It looks like it has mold on it.
It does. It looks, well, let's say what it really looks like. It looks like someone ejaculated all over it.
Oh, no.
It does. It looks like.
Well, is it from the tour? Like, is it from a, you know.
From their current tour. Oh, they're on tour right now or up until recently.
Maybe if it was Steve Perry, that'd be worth something.
And they made this shirt. It's like a flannel shirt, and it looks like. It looks like they got a construction worker exhausted after a long day on the job and then just pinned him against a wall and ejaculated all over him. Then stripped the shirt off of him, sewed a Journey patch on the back. It's not crusty. It's very comfy, actually.
Sarah Pesto says, oops.
What?
She says, oops.
It's a great shirt. I don't want to be clear. I'm thrilled. But it does arguably look like someone ejaculated.
It's legit Journey merch.
Dave's in the wrong biz. What does that mean?
You should be a fluffer or a...
Okay.
Dan Wally says, after ditching the drummer and bassist, I'm done with Journey. We'll talk about standards. That was the point at which you were like, you know what? Enough with you guys. I've had it. I'm no longer putting up with your antics. Yeah. You ditch the rhythm section, you no longer have me as a fan. Yeah, I would have said, yeah, no Steve Perry. Forget it. I don't know. Mike Geyer.
Yes. I met Steve Perry in Los Angeles I met Steve Perry at a show in at a place in LA.
Where? When he played with the Eels?
When he sang with the Eels, yeah.
Nicest
guy in the world. Delightful.
That's what I heard. I heard he's a delightful guy.
Wonderful guy. Sweet as can be. Couldn't be sweeter.
Dan Wally still swinging hard in the comments. Steve Perry wasn't an original member. What did you come here to be confrontational? Dan Wally.
He's an originalist. I almost respect Dan Wally for choosing this to be the hill that he wants to go down on.
Oh, don't get him started on Paul Di'Anno.
I mean, if we want to talk about Greg Rowley, then let's go.
Is that the original Journey singer?
Yeah. Well, they barely sang in the first couple of albums. It was more really just an instrumental band.
Almost. Oh, it was like Fleetwood Mac?
Kind of,
they were like a totally different band?
Yeah, when they were spinning out off of Santana. It's a fascinating story. Think about it.
Wow. Wild stuff. Mike Geyer.
Yeah, here I am. I'm back. We're back. Okay, we're back. Let's check with the traffic.
What's going on with the traffic there?
Let's check with the traffic copter. This is a radio show, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're on the morning. This is the Q Morning Zoo on Q94.
This is a guy. Oh my God. Wait. Dan Wally says Neil Sean has turned into a dick. I'm just going to let that float on down the river. Turned into a dick. He was a real gem for many years. Oh boy, what, Mike Geyer?
Hit me.
What's on tap for summer 2022?
Well, Dave,
we're going to.
What do you think the What do you think the trends of summer 2022 will be?
Throw my mask. The trends are going to be Puddles is going on the road with Piff the Magic Dragon.
That's coming fast and hard, right? In a few weeks.
In just a few weeks, starting in the Northeast.
Ooh, and love it.
For like six shows. And then in June, he's doing some shows with the Tenacious D. The Tenacious D.
Oh, wild. And that's on the West Coast, out west, right?
I'll be out west. And then Puddles is doing this crazy cruise in the Mediterranean.
Hmm. Now where is that? I know just, but I want you to explain it for Chris's sake.
It's going to be it's a Virgin cruise ship. It's pretty far out. It starts in Barcelona.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
very nice.
It's going to be pretty far out. So I'm hoping I can be there for the whole thing. We'll see. But Puddles will be there for the whole thing.
So what happens? The ship will go through various ports of call. The people will get off.
Yeah.
They'll go get some ham and manchego.
Yeah. It's Spain and France. So it's going to be
lovely.
Marseille and Cannes and a bunch of other ports. I don't really know right off the top of my head what they all are, but they go out for a couple of days, spin around, come back, go to a couple other ports. So the great Sir, what's his name? Virgin.
Oh, Branson. Richard Branson. Gary Branson.
Are you making something,
Gary?
Sir Gary Branson, his brother. He really digs Puddles thing, so he asked him to come out.
Oh, that's wonderful. So then, Gary, will you meet Gary Branson on the ship?
I'm not sure if Gary will be around. Probably. We'll be there. He's hanging around the food court.
Yeah.
Sir Gary Branson, OBE?
OBE? Order of
Empire?
OBE?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Oh, no, he's Gary Branson, OBO. Sir Gary Branson, or best offer.
Now when the ship pulls into the various ports of call, that's what they're called, ports of call, right?
That's what they're called in every language.
Yeah, port calls. Do you tend to get off the boat and explore, or do you stay on the boat and be like, this is my time to really lean into the sauna?
It's called a ship.
It's called a ship, you say.
You know the difference between a boat and a ship?
I do, but I'd like to hear you explain it.
A boat you can fish off of, but a ship you don't fish off of.
But you can.
I guess you could. You'd be look like a fool.
A long way
trying
down.
Trying to fish off
of a ship. Shit over the side of a ship? You can shit over the side of a ship. You can shit over the side of a boat, but if you shit over the side of a ship, you're shipwrecked.
I'm out of here.
A ship is made of agave. Oh, man.
Man, you should have these folks on your show.
I know. This is a show. That's the kind of stuff that gets ratings.
Yeah. We're doing that. We're going to do a ship, and then in the fall, Puddles is going to go out with Pip the Magic Dragon again. It's just it will be endless for us
again.
Game. Yeah.
Wait, where do I fit in? After that, that's when I come back.
I think you're doing this couple shows with Puddles in California, right? Yeah, I think that's mid October. It hasn't been announced yet.
Oh yeah, I shouldn't have mentioned it. Chris, edit that out.
Okay.
Edit that out. We're getting big trouble in legalities.
Got a note.
Make a note.
We Was that a sound bite, or did you just throw?
No, that was me. That's me doing an analog drop, trying to do with John C. Reilly.
You sound you transformed there. That's amazing.
That would be the new a new drop thing where you just impersonate someone saying a thing. Like it's really hack.
What is that? What does he say? Ack?
Ack.
Ack. Oh.
Ack.
His only lines in the movie.
I remember seeing that movie as a kid and being so excited. Ace Frehley was my favorite member of KISS. Completely excited to be like, oh, what's he going to be like? And then that's all he did the whole movie. Kept it a mystery.
Game of Death says the show is in the comments. Very nice. Cool. Well, then let's just act like we're asleep then.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't take all this Adderall for nothing. I heard Ace Frehley from a very reliable source. This is rock and roll gossip that he snorts Viagra before shows to have a semi in his jeans.
Currently? What?
Yeah.
Like a visible
semi. So his dingus is puffed up.
Yeah. But it's behind the guitar the whole time.
Yeah. I don't think fully.
Well,
depends where he's got it.
Halfway down his knee? I mean, Jesus.
It depends if he hangs right or left. I don't know.
Fair. I mean,
this is where rumors start. This is how accurate rumors start.
Does snorting it make it it's quicker?
Goes straight to the pee hole that way. I don't know.
Go straight there? I think it would go straight to your head.
Yeah, I don't know how stuff works, I gotta be honest.
Ace might not know how stuff works either, though. Dave is just reporting it. He's not trying to defend or explain. This is just what he's hearing.
This is just what I'm...
If I may.
Crotch blotter!
Hearing on this. Crotch blotter. Yeah.
Yeah, you got some pretty... That's some funny people you have here.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Now we're just all just reading.
Now we're just reading. It's okay. We edit the parts out where we stop and read the comments. Mike Geyer, we are at the 9 o'clock hour, ready to ride off into the podcasting sunset.
Oh my God. Okay.
But first we need to in order for us to get the money to buy Mike Geyer additional sound fight equipment. We need you guys to support this show. Go to MaximumFun.org/join. I'm going to be in a rage next week, fully begging for money.
Hey, we could do the drawing for the is this the show t-shirt right now.
Oh, okay.
If people comment in the chat on Twitch, hashtag MaxFunDrive, you'll be in the
room.
And then I'll do a drawing in just a minute.
Wait, how do we?
That's a good looking shirt. Who made those shirts?
Mine?
Chris did.
No, is this the show shirts?
Same Printful. They do all of my stuff. They're awesome.
What's that font?
It's the same as our
I believe it's called, right? Luckiest Guy.
Oh.
It's fun, right? It.
Yeah, it's fun.
Look at everyone doing the hashtags.
So many. Yeah. I love all my children.
We have a lot of sifting to do, Chris.
All right.
So are you going to pick someone, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to pick right now. Just waiting for everyone to get theirs in.
How do we do it arbitrarily?
Do you have a drum roll in there, Mike?
It does it randomly. It just picks someone. Hold on.
When's the drum roll? I don't know this software.
Ruby Road 2000 is the winner.
goodness.
Hooray!
So does that, does Ruby Road 2000 have to contact you somehow?
Yeah, so Ruby Road 2000, just shoot me an email, Chris at dumb-industries.com, and I'll ship one out.
There we go. Oh, and by the way, as Happy Lady Donna says, if you are already a Max Fund member, you can boost your membership if you want to support further.
That's right.
Okay.
There you go.
You'll get a patch if you donate, I think, if you up your membership to $10 a month.
Yeah. Get on it. Congrats to Ruby Road 2000. Mike, do you have any outgoing sound bites you can share with us?
No, there's some groovy music playing right now.
Yeah, but do some samples on top of it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike Dyer. Oh, yeah. Thank you, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. And thank you, New Jersey Chicken Rancher Des.
You got it, guys.
Thank you to all of you who watched live in the futuristic Twitch format. Thanks to everyone listening in the futuristic podcast format. Please support this Max Fun Drive at MaximumFun.org/join. Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. Until next time. Oh, and come see me at City Winery, May 7th in New York City. Got that just under the wire. Oh, yeah.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.